Hey, this is Liguel Marie, and you are listening to Urban Conversation. I should have my two co-hosts online with me, James Manning and Manuel Hill. Are you there?
I am here.
I am as well.
How are you guys doing?
I think I'm doing good. I'm feeling good.
Feeling good. All right. Remind us where you guys are calling in from.
Okay. Well, generally I'm calling in from Chicago, but traveling this week. So I am in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Nice.
Hey, y'all know where I'm calling from. I'm calling from Blacklanta. Atlanta.
Blacklanta,
yes indeed. That's where I'm calling from.
And I'm in NYC, and it's very cold, but I'm giving you that West Coast flavor because I am a California girl, as you guys know. So, right. I'm fighting a cold, so I'm like drinking hot chocolate at the same time. So I hope that's not too rude.
Well, I'm drinking, but it's not hot chocolate.
What are you drinking?
Hey, that, don't worry about that. You know, it's not hot chocolate, I can tell you that much.
You get lit.
A little bit.
All right, well, that should make for a good show, so drink up. All right, well, tonight, you guys, we are talking about the infamous, wonderful friend zone, and I'm sure that both of you have a lot to say about that topic. You typically hear a lot of women who say there aren't any good men, and you know, I hear this all the time. I'm sure you hear it as well, and we see it reflected in movies and different media outlets that there seems to be this shortage of good available single men. And on the flip side, we hear a lot of self-proclaimed good men saying that they continue to be friend-zoned. You know, that whole, you know, they're not the bad boy, and it seems like the good guy finishes last. So, Manuel, I want you to kind of open us up on this topic. I mean, first, you know, explain to me what the friend zone is, first of all.
The friend zone is that place where you're not the priority guy. You know, you know the woman doesn't have, and it goes, so it's on both sides, you know, but the person doesn't just have that genuine day one interest, you know, or if they did, it kind of fell off or whatever the case is. You're just not a priority. You're not the first person to call. You're not the person that they're looking forward to necessarily hearing from, but you're a decent enough person to where they don't want to totally curb you, you know. And there's different levels to the friend zone. I'd like to get into the levels, but, you know, I'll let James weigh in first and kind of give his take on what the friend zone is.
Okay, so James, go ahead and elaborate on what exactly the friend zone is.
Personally, I think is you get all of the responsibility of a husband and boyfriend without the benefits. Is essentially what
oh no.
Is. Yeah. So you get the 2 o'clock in the morning phone call where her heart is broken and she's just falling out because she just got used by someone. So you get those phone calls. You get the, hey, I have an extra ticket to this great concert. So you go, but usually after a great concert, you want to smash. But, no, you get to buy drinks and then go home and shake hands. So that is the friend zone. And I'm going to basically say that I do have female friends that have always been friends. But, you know, so it's not as though men and women can't be friends. It is that idea where you want actually more from it, but you
mm-hmm.
can't because she has basically, you know, placed you into this compartment that you can't seem to get out of.
Oh, okay. So I wanna know, and I would love for some of the listeners to call in. If you guys do want to call in, you can definitely do that. The number is 347-677-0626. We want to hear your opinion and your questions as well. But okay, here's the thing. I hear this a lot, this complaint from men, which is the focus of this particular topic. I know that it can go both ways, but we're going to talk about it in this dynamic. They're doing all of the right things. You know, they're the gentlemen. They're seemingly have all of the qualities that women claim that they want. You know, they want this great guy who's loving and respectful and loyal and so forth. And they feel like they have all these attributes, but they continue to get pushed into this place. Now, is this because women are lying about what they want? Is it because there's a lot of men who think that they're the total package and actually aren't? I mean, what are some of your thoughts as to why some of these so-called good guys, you know, get hit into the friend zone?
They listen, if you're a good guy and you're in the friend zone, you probably belong in the friend zone. you lack edge. You don't have the edge. You don't have presence. You're missing that. You're missing the it factor. That means, when you walk in the room, you're easily dismissed. You're easy to not notice. When you speak, you're not assertive. There's no volume. There's nothing there that commands attention. And that doesn't mean to say that as an individual, as a man, that you need to go out seeking attention. But you just ought to have such a presence to where it demands attention. And I don't know if it's something that people can change about themselves. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But it's so many small, little bitty things that get a dude dismissed before he even realizes that he's dismissed. I just one point. Everybody knows that women are meticulous when it comes to the way that a man dresses, the way that men carry themselves, the way that we present ourselves, right? I'm sorry.
Okay.
You can't be a man and show up in the spot and you have this big ass cell phone clipped to this holster on your hip.
Oh,
listen, for real, the cell phone holster is the modern day fanny pack. That's what it is. So you just look like you just came from some sort of conference or something, or you just dropped your kids off, and there's a minivan parked outside. It's just a bad look. I mean, as cool as you might be, you might have the biggest dick on the block. I don't know if I can say that, but I'm just saying you might.
Hey.
But you got a cell phone holster, bro. You lost already. You lost with a cell phone holster.
Wait. Okay, hold on. As a woman, let me just chime in. That you are telling the truth, but not just the cell phone on, you know, hosted on the outside of the jeans. You men need to stop putting your cell phones in your back pocket and your that is just the absolute worst look. And I know that men, you know, you guys are probably like, well, it's convenient. But
practicality does not make sense in the mind of a woman. You know, when a woman is kind of visualizing what she wants, what she desires, it's not about practicality. You know what I'm saying? It's not about practicality. It's about what pops, what intrigues at the moment. And nah, bro, cell phone holster, it just ain't doing it. Nah, not at all.
Yeah, because you know why? It reminds us of, like, you know, like
yeah.
a grandfather. So for all you men that are still rocking, you know, your cell phone like that, or you doing it in the back pocket and all of that, you know, kind of stuff, please, just it's not hot. But hold on, James and Manuel, we have a caller. Let's see what's. Hold on one second. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, hello.
Hi. Who? Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Z from the Bay Area.
Hi.
I actually was just calling to listen in for a little bit.
Okay. Okay, so you don't have a question?
No, I mean, you know, James, this is Zahir Oluwaseyi from Speakeasy or whatnot.
Okay, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, brother?
All right. So, you know what? I'm sorry, go ahead, Miguel.
I was going to ask you, Z, have you ever been friend-zoned?
No, he had posted about this. I don't really believe the friend zone is something that actually exists. I just think it's more of a thing where, you know, there are certain situations where it comes up and then people get in their feelings about it. But you meet someone, you're attracted to them, they're not attracted to you. That's not necessarily they're putting you in a friend zone. It's just they don't really view you in that situation. It's nothing negative.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some people kind of get in their feelings about it and feel like, oh, I'm a nice guy, so that automatically means you should give me some ass. And it's just like, well, it's not that serious.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Here's one thing that I will say this is that remember last week, and you guys got on me when I said, you know, there are times when you can walk down a grocery store aisle looking for cereal, and the next thing you know, you're having sex. Well,
the same is true for
friends, becoming friends. You can have this woman. I mean, her ankles are right by her ears, and before you millimeters from smashing, you're friended, and you're like, what happened? You know what? I mean, I'm sitting here. I got a hard penis. Everything is right there in front of me, and next thing I know, I got this force field in front of me, and I can't get in. And the problem is that you have to, I think the thing is that guys have to always make their intentions known. And women, I know women don't get this, but it's like if you don't want to get to the friend zone, don't act like a friend. And it's just one of those things. You cannot act like a friend. You cannot, we're not going to be buddies. When we go out on a date, I'm explicitly telling you, or at least I'm gonna really show you that this is a date, okay? So I'm going to try to touch you. I'm going to try to kiss you at some point in time. I'm going to make romantic gestures. I'm going to have sexual innuendo. All of these things are going to be in place so you know exactly what's happening.
Have you ever not gone out with somebody and, you know, maybe you go out a couple times and you're like, you know, I'm not really into this person. I guess the whole concept of the friend zone just bothers me because a lot of dudes, like, cry and complain about it. And it's like, I mean, we kind of do the same thing, too. I mean, there's somebody who I'll go out with a couple of times I'm not really interested in, and then you move on. I guess for me, I view it as this concept that a lot of cats have that you owe me this. Like, you owe me.
Ah.
You know, we.
Yeah. I don't
we
know.
Went out. What did you say?
I hear what you're saying.
She owes me. Listen, if I picked you up, I paid for drinks, I paid for food, spent my gas, I drove from the east side of Atlanta to the west side of Atlanta. And I've done that shit at least more than two times. And you owe me.
Wait a minute. So seriously, are men still thinking that way in 2015? Are you still thinking that if you take a woman out on a date, that necessarily means that you're supposed to get the goods?
Look. Look, you know what I'm saying? Jesus was able to figure some stuff out in 40 days and 40 nights. I'm just saying.
Oh,
listen, you won't tell me How long were the Hebrew slaves in the wilderness? I'm just saying. I'm not gonna play around with like 3 dates. You know what I'm saying? Where I put it out there, and then at the end of like 3, 4, I'm gonna give you 4 dates. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come.
So basically, men or some men still equate, you know, taking a woman out to whether or not you're going to, you know, she's going to allow you to be intimate. What men need, you know, and men also need to understand is women have already sized that up anyway before you even hit, before you even get into the restaurant. A woman instinctually, she knows that, you know, it's that primal instinct. Men have it, women have it. She knows if she's going to mate with you or not, if she, you know, so there's some women who, you know, they've already sized you up over the phone and they still let you take them out and they have no intentions at all to give you anything. And, you know, I mean, that's wrong as well if you're just using a man to, you know, take you out on a date. But men should not assume that, okay, you take me out, that means I got to drop the draw. That's, you know.
I'm not saying date one. I'm just saying after a few.
But you know what? If you still feel like that, why don't you just go get a prostitute?
No.
No. Oh, here, can I get in for a real quick second here? No, it's,
please.
It's, I get what Manuel is saying. Manuel is saying is that, again, it goes to that tension. It's like my intention is to date you. It's not so much that I feel entitled, although there are some brothers with a little immaturity behind them that do feel entitled. But it's really, he's saying, my intentions are to pursue something other than me and you just hanging out. You know,
right.
We don't friend zone women. We become friends with women because of the circumstances. I'm dating, you know, someone and we meet, so I'm just going to be cool with them. It's a coworker. I'm not getting ready to get into coworkers and stuff like that. The circumstances behind it where we become friends with women, but we don't seek out friendships from women. And if we're not interested in them, you can believe that it's rare that we're going to call you, because if I'm going to call to go hang out with someone, I'm not calling my female friend. I'm calling my female friend that may give up the goods.
Exactly.
I'm calling that chick.
Unless you really need a confidant. But in that case, like James is saying, we don't need to hang out. We can dialogue. You know, we can conversate. We can have a conversation, and that be it. We don't need to go out for that. You know, if you're a friend, yeah, we gotta go nowhere. We ain't gotta have drinks. I ain't gotta spend no money. We can just talk.
Okay, so hold on. So Z, I'm gonna put you on. I'm gonna mute you for a second. I'm gonna take you guys in a different direction. 1 second. So James and Manuel, this is to both of you. Getting back to where are all the good men. I want to dive into, you know, a lot of the claims that women, you know, women make about what they want from a man and why it seems that so many women go the direct opposite of that, you know, go for the guy who is, you know, is breaking their heart, the guy who's cheating and the guy who's not being respectful and so forth. But if you ask the average woman, she's going to give you this list of, oh, I want this, I want that, I want that. And, you know, she's got this plethora of men, you know, maybe not, you know, that many, but, you know, has some good candidates. There's a lot of men that feel like, okay, if you women are saying that you want a man who's going to respect you, love you, honor you, here I am, but yet you keep overlooking me for the guy who's, you know, going to turn you out and then leave you. What is that? Is that some sort of epidemic? It, you know, where's the breakdown and the confusion coming from as far as that goes?
Oh God. Again, it's
Did you say, oh God?
it still does come down to a little bit of that edge factor, but interest. Like, the good guys, like seriously, the good guys that have all the good intentions, they're there. They're available. You know, they're not hiding, you know, for lack of a better word. But they don't necessarily stand out. The guys that might not have those same intentions do stand out. And the reason they stand out is because they know that they do. They have the confidence. The guys walking around with the confidence are the guys that have put in the most work, who have the larger numbers, or who know that they're intriguing. The good guys don't walk with that air of confidence, so when they're in a situation, they don't present it. They don't exude it. They don't bleed confidence to a point to where the woman is like, okay, let me check this guy out. Because it has very little to do with physical attraction. Because it's not like it's always a good-looking guy who takes the woman home and does all the damage. Sometimes it's just that guy that walks around like he just got the biggest dick in the room. And he may not, but he walks around with the air of confidence. So women are attracted to power. They're attracted to control. They're attracted to confidence. The nice guy with all the assets, and he may not be a liability, doesn't walk around with that air of confidence. So he ends up getting dismissed for the baby daddy.
So are women really seeking a good man? Do women really want good men?
Of course they do. They want good men, but they want a good man that they are drawn to, that they can't help but want to be with. But they don't want to feel as if they settled for the guy who, you know, he paid the mortgage on time and got the good credit, and he drives a Camry. By the way, I drive a Camry, and it's terrible. But anyway, you know, it's like, dude, like, it's just that lack of something that's more overwhelming than anything else, and it has to be
a balance. Everything within balance, you know. I don't think if it's a man that
had a bad side.
Had a what?
I said you can be a good guy and still have that edge to you. You know,
right.
you don't have to just be a good guy and walk around like it's a stick stuck up your butt, or you know, a good guy, and I mean, curse. I mean, I don't know what you got to do, but say a curse word every now and then. Do something, have something about you that lets somebody know that you play in the mud just a little bit.
I think most women don't want a man that they can push over. I think if you let a woman walk over you, you have to know that she has already basically written you off. You know, you have, you know, especially if you're dealing with a strong spirited woman, you need to be able, you know, not to be a dictator, but, you know, be strong enough in your spirit as well that you're able to, you know, be the man, you know. Hold on, we have a caller. Let's see who this is. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. Can you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Angela calling from Smyrna, Georgia.
Hi, Angela. Did you have a question or an opinion on this topic?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in. You're right. It has to be balanced. What we really want is we want for the guys that we like, the ones that we're drawn to, the ones that we're attracted to, the ones that we have chemistry with, to have all of those great qualities. You can't just be, you know, lame and boring and, you know, unattractive and have all those great qualities and expect for women to want you and then say, oh, y'all don't want a good man. You're not a good man just because you have all those things. You have to be kind of more than that.
Hold on a second. I like what you just said, Angela, because I think a lot of men who say that, oh, I'm a good man, they think that because they have these certain qualities that makes them a good man for you. And, you know, like,
right,
that's supposed to be an automatic fit, you know, because, oh, I pay my bills and I, you know, and I'm and all these things, but they could be just a jerk in other ways. You know, they could have
exactly
a lot,
you have to factor in life experiences and upbringing. There's so many other things that you have to factor into that. You can't just expect to be every girl's dream. It doesn't work that way.
Good point. Go ahead, James.
Okay, so I want to do away with this notion of you're just not a good man for me or a good woman for me. You're not the fit for me. Certain characteristics that we as humans have that we place into you're a good human being. You're a good person. Fine. What you are attracted to is something totally different than being categorized as good. Okay.
So
here's a person who's responsible, who's courteous, who's nice, and who's dependable. Okay. And they carry themselves with a certain amount of honor and integrity. That's a good person. Okay.
Right.
That's a good person no matter where they are in the world. And to whoever comes in contact with them will know that's a good person. Now, do I want to bone you? That's the question. That's the second question. Okay, so this is what it comes down to. It all comes down to boning, right?
Do I
want to bone you? Okay, so, yes, you have all of those qualities and everything like that, but damn it, you look like a cricket. So I'm not feeling you, okay? Sorry, you know, it's like you smell like a swamp pump. I'm not feeling that. So let's just be real about it. Is that you want what you want? You want all of these things, but you want it to come in a certain package.
Yeah.
You want it packaged a certain way. So that's
there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of men that bash women. Oh, women don't know what they want because it's not you. But, you know, I know that, you know, we as women, we have different complexities that make us women, and men have different complexities that make them a man, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, just like you said, it's, you know, there are those general, you know, sort of characteristics that would define what we would consider a good person in society. But like Angela was saying, the chemistry and all of that has to come into play. And it doesn't mean that, you know, the woman doesn't want someone that's going to treat her right. It just means that, you know, maybe the guy that has more rough edges has, you know, some of those things that you were saying as far as the physical attraction. But at the same time, should we focus less on that and more so on those other qualities that are going to give longevity?
That's how you end up getting cheated on.
Right. Wait, let me say it. No, I don't want you to not be attracted to the person.
That's what'll end up happening. I mean, if you settle for somebody that just only has those qualities that you say that you want, and you just say, you know what, I'm going to overlook the fact that he's not attractive or that he's overweight or whatever the case is, you're going to go in there optimistically, and eventually you're going to, all that stuff, you're going to forget all about it, and you're going to be like, I hate looking at him. And you're just going to go cheat.
What if he's the big guy? What if he's the guy that has some of the, you know, has all those traits, but, you know, he's a little chunky or whatever. Get him in the gym. You know, I mean, my thing is maybe not cancel out, you know, just that initial, okay, he's a little rough around the edges. Everybody's a little rough around the edges to somebody. So
wrong with giving him a chance to correct or helping him correct his, those things that can be corrected, but not everything can. If you're not interested, you know, if he doesn't make you, you know, want to talk to him, want to see him all the time, and if that factor isn't there, it'll never be there. It's never going to happen. And you'll have a different void. You might have, you know, the guy who's loyal to you and doesn't want anyone else, but you won't have any interest in that individual.
Right.
And there's nothing that can really change that.
And this is the reason why we tell guys, look, when you meet a woman, it's just like there are levels to it. Okay. When you're dating, let her understand, look, this is all about gumbo, dick, and bubble gum. You're getting all three. If you don't want all three, then we're going to move on. Okay? That's all I have. That's all I have for you. You have, because then after that, after I know that, okay, you know what? I just said that and she's still cool with me. Okay, now I can show her the other stuff that comes with it. The, you know, my intellect, my, you know, varying interests in things around the world, travel experiences, all those things that make a person a whole person. But it's like, you know, you have to put it out there like, look, are we boning? Do you want to bone? Do you feel like at any point in time in the near future you may want to bone? If the answer is yes to any of those three questions, we can move forward. And this is, I'm talking about after second, third date or something like that. After the first date, you're just trying to figure out if you like the person. Are they interesting enough to move forward with? But I'm with Manuel. Three or four dates.
Yep.
We gotta put a contract down on the table here. I gotta find out there are stipulations to you moving forward with this.
Three, four days. Can I get a hand job? Like, I'm just saying, like, something. Show me something. You know what
listen. If she hasn't done any sort of, you know, just touching you or, you know.
Exactly. You know what time it is, bro.
Right. It's a done, you know, she's not into you. So move on.
Right. I'm going to tell you something. My wife, when I met my wife, I was living on the lakefront of Chicago, living in a condo overlooking the lake, partying with my boys almost every night because I work downtown Chicago. I live close to downtown Chicago, kicking it. She thought I was a horrible male whore running the streets, out all night, every night, drinking and partying. And it was like, no, not true, but I gave off that impression. I gave off the impression of being a hot boy. I was just out there. And it was like, this is how I am until somebody steps to me where I can cut all of that off. Okay. And that's just what I did. And, you know, and we actually broke up because she called me. She's like, I don't know if I can deal with this. And my response was, cool, I'll holler. And then she was like, wait a minute. Then she was like, wait a minute, hold on, you're not getting ready to throw me off like that. You know, and then we started talking, and then I realized, like, man, this one is cool. Because I can do things with her that I, you know, with the traveling, the hiking, rock climbing, I mean, we would just do all kind of crazy stuff, and it was like, I like this. That's what you have to get, that's what you have to get to, but... You know,
so is the consistent? Is the before we mute you, Angela? I think hopefully you're still there. So is the consensus that there's still plenty of good men out there?
There's plenty of good men.
I think there is. I definitely think there is. I meet good guys all the time. They just don't necessarily work for me.
Right.
You know, and as far as absolutely. And as far as knowing if you're going to have sex, that's ridiculous because I could be very, very attracted to you. And, you know, it may be somewhere in the back of my mind, but you can easily mess that up at any given moment. So,
well,
but if not, and if I
that,
begin.
But you know, women know if it's someone that you would be willing to be intimate with. Women, we know.
That all depends on the series of events that happens. I'm not trying to do it if you're going to be, you know, not available enough to do it as much as I would like you to. I don't even want to enter that realm if you're unavailable to a certain degree. There's so much other things that play into it.
Yeah, we're not saying that you will give it up, but you know whether or not you would be willing to give it up to, you know, you women, you know, if you're going to, you know, if this person is attractive or you feel that chemistry, you know if you would be willing to have sex. Not necessarily going to give him sex, but you know. I mean, that it would be crazy.
I mean, you know if there's a, you see the chemistry if it's there, definitely.
Yes. No, you know what, see, this is women kill me. It's just like, you guys are just like men, right? Okay, Angela, you know. you're in Georgia, right? You know, there's all type of strappy young black, you know, men running around. So here's the thing, and you know, you walk into the pharmacy, you know, you're picking up, you know, your potato chips, bubble gum, and some stockings, and the dude comes up next to you. You know, in your mind, I'd fuck him. Now, you may not do it on the first date, but you're thinking
right.
that, and all you're wondering is he worth that? Because
mm-hmm.
that's the whole thing, because you're going to put a price, you're going to put a value on your body, on your level of intimacy, how much you're willing to give. So therefore, it's like, yes, I will give it to you, but you're going to have to show and prove. You're not walking up in the house just getting it like that. So
exactly.
You know, guys, if you see a guy, he's like, yeah, I do him. And then he turns out to be an asshole, and you're like, cut off right there. Or he
like,
opens his mouth.
I would have gave him some, but he messed it up, so he ain't getting none.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Because men do that, and it's just like our criteria is just more difficult. It's harder for you. It's harder for me not to have sex with you just because you're whatever issues you may have. I may just like, look, she's crazy. I know she has bipolar. She's a manic depressive. She's a serial killer. I saw on the news. She's fine. So I'm going to do her, and then I'm going to change my phone number. So
right. Well, we know you would do her, James. Just last week, you were falling into vagina. So I mean,
you were into pussy. I don't know.
I admit that the criteria is much lower for me than it is for most people. I get that. But you know what? I tell people through the door, look, I ain't never been shit. I ain't shit. And that's really what it is.
We're gonna need you to work on that. Okay.
I'm married. Well, what I do know how to be a good husband. I do know how to be that. As a single man, I am no good. As if you can get me into a relationship, I'm cool. Okay, but that's my issues, and I have attended counseling for those type of things. But
we're glad. Thank you.
Yes. But
so
Angela,
keep listening, Angela. I'm gonna put you on mute. On mute.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling,
Angela. You know you.
If I can have the opportunity, I'd like to explain the levels of the friend zone. Because just like anything, there's levels. There's levels to every single
please.
Thing out there. Okay.
Yes, please explain it. Please get into that.
There's friend zone level one. And then my boy, James, he mentioned this, you know, circumstances dictate this friend zone more than anything else. In friend zone level one, there's a mutual interest, but perhaps the stars just don't line up. Work, children, travel, or for whatever reason, life just seems to get in the way. On this level, I don't think all is lost. Just stick around, show some persistence, and you might find yourself out of this particular friend zone in the distant future. But this one requires you to put in a little work. You know what I mean? Like I said, circumstances dictate that. On level two, it starts to get kind of bad. he or she's just not that into you. The attraction is minimal at best. You or her, y'all interested, y'all trying to, you know, somebody's trying to get that opportunity to put themselves out there, but, and the first encounter didn't work. We know how first dates go. You know, so a first date might not have been enough to put your best foot forward. So you're looking for another opportunity. So all of the loss. You might find yourself lingering at the. You're stuck, and the other person that you're interested in, you have to wait for them to get bored. At this particular point, if they're bored enough to call you and contact you, you got to be ready. You got to be on point, and at this time, you got to be able to show up and show out. Because if you do, you can tone your way out of this level of friend zone. You know, you can go from this level to out of the friend zone in a heartbeat if you show up. Show out, you have that edge, you put it all out there. But if not, there's another dude waiting right around the corner who she's probably more interested in, and she will politely usher your ass right to friend zone level 3.
Oh,
and friend zone level 3 is, and look, and friend zone level 3 is where you
do. Oh, no.
Yeah, friend zone level 3 is Hades. It's at the very bottom. All of y'all, listen.
Wait. If your friend zone number 3, is that when you call him to come and fix the toilet? And
No. Friend zone level 3, all is lost. You are a sucker. If you're getting any contact at all, it's out of desperation. For the men, the woman, she just wants a free meal, a free date.
You said if you're getting any contact at all, it's out of desperation.
Oh, yeah, desperation. Oh, yeah, pure desperation. She's lonely, she's tired, she's hungry. Everything is lined up for you to get some sort of play. But then, if a woman is in friend zone level 3, he ain't going to call you up for nothing other than a piece of ass, like nothing, like zero. That means when you show up to his place, he ain't showered, he got on a do-rag, you know what I mean?
Oh,
the condom's
no.
already on. It's bad. It's totally bad. More than that, for the guys, more importantly, if you're in friend zone level 3, brother, you're the free date, you're the free meal, and while you're on the date, she's probably texting the guy who's actually going to get some ass, who has her in friend zone level 3. Yeah, it's
oh,
bad.
No.
It's really bad in level 3. At level 3, fire is off. Keep the signs of level 3. Like it's bad. It's really, really, really bad.
So it's only 3 levels. Is that what you're saying?
Because, God, when you get to level 4, like, just go ahead and delete the number. Like, what are you, a Facebook friend only at this point? Like, I've been from level 1 and then went to level 3 in a heartbeat. And like, wait, what the hell happened? And it was like, wow, yeah, it's happened to me before. It's happened to the best of them. I mean, if you don't take advantage of the opportunities that women give to you, it's easy to get put so far on the back burner to where you're never even noticeable. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
You know, men need to understand you could get thrown in the friend zone just by bad breath alone. So, you know, it's like you just say that first hello and she's like, oh, nah. No.
Yep.
But hold on, you guys, one second. For the listeners, you can call in and talk to us at 347-677-0622 if you have a question or an opinion. And I think we have a caller. Hold on one second. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Hey, this is Wendy. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hi, Wendy.
Hey, guys.
Wait a minute. We need to give Wendy an applause just for that because we know Okay, Wendy. Do you have an opinion? Are you? We love Wendy. So
you know what? I personally think that once placed in the friend zone, it's kind of hard to get out of it because there's several reasons why you're placed there in the first place. And a lot of it has nothing to do with how attractive we think you are, because if we thought you were attractive, if we thought we could like you, we thought there was a possibility, you wouldn't be there in the first place.
Ooh.
That's my whole thought pattern. So usually when I put somebody in the friend zone is because I have no interest in them outside of friendship.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the question. Let's look at the last case study, Wendy, of your friend zone. What happened? What did the guy do that got him into that friend zone?
It could be something as simple as I run into you with a girlfriend, and I know you're interested. We women not necessarily test, and I have to get out of the room. My kids are surrounding me. We like to see what a man is capable of. Of course, you got a guy that there's everything going for him, and, you know, you look at him a certain way, you think to yourself, you know what, he's attractive, but he can't dress. Or he doesn't know how to carry himself in a group-like setting. He's socially inept to a certain degree.
Okay.
So you kind of say, well, you know what, I can definitely work with him. I think if we can work with certain guys, it's a little bit more doable. But then there's guys that no matter what you do to them in your imagination or outside of it, there's nothing that you can do. They're not fixable. We all have an idea or a criteria as to who will fit into that criteria. Men have it. Women have it. And if you don't have, they could be guys that are nerdy, but they have this nerdy, intelligent swag that makes you say, ah, I love how he, you know, he usually stimulates me. There could be a sexy, attractive guy that's just a total asshole, and you put him in the friend zone because he's an asshole.
Exactly.
You know, so I think once you determine as the woman what it is that you're not satisfied with that guy, he'll remain in the friend zone for life.
I got a question for Wendy. So what stimulates you, Wendy?
I definitely need a guy that can make me laugh and he's confident. You know.
Uh-huh.
Who am I talking to, by the way?
No, don't worry about who you're talking to. I just want to know what stimulates Wendy. I'm batting my eyes as I ask this
Wendy,
question.
Is that Manuel?
You know what? That was going to be my next guest.
But Wendy, honestly, say again, what are some of the things that stimulate or attract you?
For me, I like a confident guy. I like a guy who is not necessarily interested in my physical, but more in my mental. So if he's engaging me in conversation and he's interested in making me laugh as opposed to interested in trying to get me into bed, I'll notice those things. And it can't be something in a feigned sense. It has to be something real and sincere because I'll pick up on it. I'm very intuitive. And once I pick up that it's all a farce, then I start putting him in a box.
Mm-hmm. So you recording all this again? I'm taking notes.
Manuel, you've seen me in action, so...
I think
you have a little bit of privy to what a lot of people won't see ever.
But Wendy is speaking for a lot of women, and I think too.
Is that LaGale?
Yes.
Hey, look at that! I'm just recognizing the voice. Hey, sweetie.
Hello, beautiful.
How are you, gorgeous? Look at that! I'm glad I called in.
That's why I gave you the applause when you called in. You got all excited when you called. I think she's definitely speaking for a lot of a lot of women and just those those little things that can either turn you off or turn you on and you definitely if a man can make you laugh like she and stimulate you mentally, that's the key to unlocking everything else. And I think a lot of men are so pompous and pretentious with their approach to women because they confuse what we view as confidence and it kind of gets confused a little bit right there, but it has to be authentic and sincere.
Right.
You know?
So, but Wendy, what she pointed out is something that I spoke to earlier, is that you have a good person and, like a guy with a wandering eye.
Okay. Those are the words.
A guy with a wandering eye. For some women can handle that, but the thing about it is that you have to really look at the characteristics of this man and says how much is he the type that will act on this? And if he is, it doesn't make a difference how good he is, how confident he is, how much money he has. That's a bad relationship.
That's a bad characteristic, period.
I wouldn't pay him.
He wouldn't even make it in the friend zone. He would make it in the no zone in my world.
Yeah, you would get rid of him because, okay, so there are those type of guys where we can look at it and say, like you said, with dressing. Now if a woman has some style and everything like that, she sees a guy and says, you know what, I think I can help him. And most guys, I'll be perfectly honest with you, a lot of guys do need help in that sense. And you can just tell it's like, oh, you know what? Your wife picked that out for you. Because I know damn well you didn't pick that out. But it looks good on you, bruh.
Right.
But your wife did that. So we know that. And there are plenty of women who are willing to do that because that's easy. Easy to go out there because men, for a man's ego, yeah, all you have to do is say, baby, I think you will look so hot in this shirt. He's wearing it. It's done. Okay. so I get that part of it. I think the thing is that when we talk about the friend zone, and I think Zaire, when he called in and was saying about he don't believe it exists, I think he maybe overstated it. But I think the thing is that where we get put in, why men get put into the friend zones, has a lot to do with, you know, your appeal, your attraction to the man, and a lot of character traits. I mean, if you're no good, you're no good. And, you know, and certain personalities, let's just face it, certain personalities do not mix. And if you're aware of the fact that this person, I'm an introvert, this person is an extrovert, likes to really be the center of attention, that may not be a good mix for you. And if you're intelligent and, I guess, aware of yourself enough to know that these personality traits don't mix, I think it's perfectly fine to say, you know what, we can hang out, but dating, you and I would never mix. You know, our temperaments do not match. You know, and that's an important thing because temperaments matter in relationships. Just on communication level, being able to communicate through those hard times where things come up and you have to work through difficult situations, temperament will matter. Okay, and so I think we have to take into account that people just simply have to be aware of who they are. And guys, for the guys, you just have to go all in all the time. And let the chips fall where they may.
Absolutely.
You do not want to pussyfoot around and find yourself thinking, hey, I'm going to hit this tonight because she called me over, and realize she called you over to meet another guy. What do you think of him? And you're like, the fuck? You know, so
you can still be that friend and still show your qualities if you're really trying to seek long-term with this woman. It's only if you're just looking for a casual night, that's when you're going to back off. If you're really serious and you're really thinking that this person is the one for you, there should be some perseverance included in that whole, you know, game that you're playing.
No,
you can't just necessarily give up. But
That depends on the level. If you're in friend zone level one, then all it really takes is perseverance because circumstances are more so in the way than anything else. So I agree. Like you gotta be able to. You gotta be willing to say, okay, let me get past this, because a lot of people, women, men, we have walls up, and we've dealt with so much that okay, we're not gonna let a person in on the first date, second date, but if they keep at it and they show some persistence, then yeah, absolutely. That's just part of getting past circumstances.
In some case, depending on if you see some type of likability, but I'm saying that to say, as a friend, if you finally, if you're able to call this person and you're crying on this person's shoulder, then they're not necessarily in the friend zone. They're in a zone that I definitely can't find a name for, because all my friends that are in friend zone, there's certain levels that I don't put them on. They're there.
No.
I'm not going to call them and cry on their shoulders or call them and talk to them about a guy that I'm interested in or what have you. I'm just not going to do that.
Listen, crying on my shoulder, listen, let me tell you. Because your head is on my shoulder.
Right.
Your head, I need a visual, right? If you're crying and your head is on my shoulder, y'all remember that? Y'all remember what's the movie I'm thinking of with Danny DeVito? The woman is crying and he just grabs her.
Taken 2?
No. Danny DeVito, when Casino, when she's crying and the head is on her shoulder and he's just like, you need a sponsor, and he just grabs her by the back of her head and he ushers her head to where, listen, ain't gonna be no head, on the shoulder crying, because we don't have enough.
You completely lost me. But let me expound on that a bit, because
if you see Casino, then you'll see what happens.
I'm gonna have to watch Casino, and I'm gonna definitely ignore that part where whoever is crying on her shoulder or she's crying on her shoulder.
Sharon Stone ends up rapping in the mic while she's trying to cry on her shoulder. She ends up talking to the mic. I'm just saying, ain't going to be no crying on the shoulder.
So that's not a realistic scenario. That might have happened in Casino.
Hold on, you guys. Hold on. We got it one person at a time because we want to hear what you're trying to say. What are you saying, James?
I said I think Manuel deserved a hand clap with that one, because I agree with him. The crying on the shoulder thing is you have about 3 feet. You're 3 feet too high.
I'm Get down. Get low.
I get what Wendy is saying, that in those states where a woman is, you know, her most emotional and she reaches out to this individual because she feels safe with that person, that can be a benefit, but I'm with Manuel. It depends on where things are at. Is that, you know, if I'm at level one, level two, maybe I can creep in or something like that, but, you know, if it's been a couple of years and I know that this person has never shown me anything other than we're just cool, and knowing that as soon as she gets over this, she's on to the next bow.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
and as a man, you have to say to yourself, how long are you going to hold out for what if?
Right.
Well, exactly.
How long are you going to sit back and wait until this woman say to you, hey, you know what, I'm starting to see you in a totally different light. Men should have, okay, I know I'm in the friend zone. She might call me over and we go to the movies, and I'm okay with that. If I can continue doing that for 10 years and I'm satisfied with that, that's on you. Then you want to be in the friend zone. If I can call you on a Saturday morning and say I need my lawn mowed, and you go home with a nice, quick old lady shoulder hug, and I can do that every time my grass grows to a certain level, then that's technically what you're there for. You created.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. She just said you can go over and cut the grass. And
I'm using that as a scenario. I'm not saying that it can't happen, but I'm using it as an example.
If I'm cutting the grass, I'm cutting all the grass.
You know, if you're cutting my grass, you're going to cut my grass the way I want you to cut my grass, and you're going to go home and tell me that you made it home safely.
Listen. You know, God. And men, you know, come on, because we're specifically talking about. Hold on. You know, men, you can't keep yourself, you know, let yourself be played in those type of, you know, situations. There, you know, people use people, and if you know that this person has no interest in you, and they're only calling you when they need some money, or the car broke down, or doing maintenance work around their apartment, you're pretty much being the fool to stay in that situation.
Exactly.
You're trying to get points with her, and with women, the point system doesn't work like that. You know, it's good that you're a handyman, but that's not the point system that women are working off of.
Hell
so
no.
If that's all you're doing, if that's all she's calling you for, is that type of stuff, you're never going to get it. Leave it alone, or either just be content in being that handyman. But it's not
if I'm the handyman, I want to be the plumber. I want to be the man to come around and make some pipes.
I do have a broken hot water heater and a faucet. So, while you tending to the grass and you waiting to get around to the backyard, you can fix the faucet before you leave.
Oh, I'm going to fix the faucet. I'm going to make sure everything is leaking. We're going to make sure the water is running. I don't know what you're talking about, Clark. Come and cut some grass.
Wendy, thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on mute, okay?
Sure.
All right, we have a couple of minutes, but definitely, whether you're a woman or a man, you need to be able to read the signs of seeing if a person is interested in you in an intimate way, or, you know, taking it to another level. And if they're not into you, get out of the situation. I don't see any, unless you're honestly okay with being a friend. Don't be a woman's friend. Don't be a guy's friend because you think that's going to maneuver you in a better position to get the goods. It just doesn't work like that.
You know what? The final thing I would say is this about male friendships is that I have female friends that I've known my entire life, and they are friends. And if one of them were in trouble and called me and know I could help, I would help. And there would be no stipulations whatsoever. This is my friend. I got your back. And so there are people in our lives that are like that. Men and women can be friends. It's just a matter of where you start and how you get there. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, as you get older, you realize it's good to have all of these different types of people around you who are friends, who you can call up and talk to about these different situations and everything like that. It's just for men that if you're going in to the situation looking to get something more than just friends is that you just have to be aware where Manuel said, where your level is at, where you are, and act, and govern yourself accordingly. You know,
and, that's,
and, if it,
and you basically reiterated what I said. So it's you're not, don't go into a friendship because your objective is that you want to get the good. You know, every authentic friendship is not with those ulterior motives. You know, if a friendship is there and it evolves, then it should be a natural, organic type of thing. If you're just, oh, I'm going to be her friend because I want to be there when she's having a weak moment and I might be the one that gets to, you know, take her out of her misery for a moment, it's not real anyway. But you guys, we have a couple of minutes, and the topic that we're going to be talking about on next Sunday is, I don't know how many of you guys watched Scandal, but this past... Yeah, James wanted us to discuss it.
Yeah.
And I actually think that it's you know, I want to kind of give you guys a couple of minutes because we're about to close out, and then we're going to pick it back up on Sunday. In my opinion, I actually like the show, for, you know, it's entertaining and so forth, but I felt that particular subject matter wasn't dealt with in the type of way that it needed to be. It wasn't realistic, for one. And I think something of such a real and serious nature should have been dealt with a little bit more in depth, and definitely something that was real. There, you know, we don't have Olivia Pope doing anything like that for the parents of you know, our black men that are being killed. And I just felt that it was it was a little bit too fanatical for me. It just wasn't, you know, there's nothing against the show Scandal, but that particular episode, I just thought it was a little bit insensitive to deal with that in such a fake way. Because we know that father would have been laid out right next to his son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that point. But you know what? One, I watched the show as well, and I'm a, you know, I like shows where with horrible characters in it. So,
what? Go ahead. Did we lose him, Manuel? Okay. James, did we lose you? Okay, well, I don't know what happened to my other two hosts, but we're going to go ahead. We're almost out of time. But at any rate, make sure that you listen in on next Sunday. We want to talk about what are your thoughts about that episode, and then just get into the social condition that we know is being played out right now. So we want your opinions. Make sure that you keep the numbers 347-677-0626. You can call in, give your opinion. You can just say hi. And make sure that you join us on Facebook on our open forum page. It's Urban Conversation Radio. You can find us there. There'll be daily topics and different things that you can get involved with. Find out more information about the host. We have some guests that are going to be coming up in the coming weeks. And my name is Ligel Marie. I appreciate you listening, and I will talk to you on next Sunday. Thank you.